Mugabe wase ukuba ukhetho luza kwenziwa mhlaka 31 Ntulikazi kulandelwa isinqumo sedalela Constitutional Court esithi ukhetho lwenziwe lolusuku lungakedluli. Umongameli Mugabe uthi idalela Nominations Court seliza kwamukela amagama abazancintisa kulolu khetho. Kodwa inhloko kahulumende uMnumzana Changirai uthi akazange alitholiswe ithuba lokubonisana phezu kokuba luqhutshwe nini lolu khetho, kodwa ubone ngencwadi nje ayibhalelwe nguMgabe lamhla ekuseni. UChangirai okhokhela elinye lamacele MDC uthi ngabakwamukeli lokho osekubethwe nguMgabe phezu kosuku okumele ukhetho luqhutshwe ngalo.
Today, early this morning, I received a letter from President Mugabe dated 13 June 2013 in which he advised, in a purported compliance with the Constitutional Court judgment, he was proclaiming the 28th of June 2013 as the sitting of the Nomination Court and the 31st July 2013 as the election day. As the Right Honorable Prime Minister of this Republic and a key member of the coalition government, mere courtesy would have required prior discussions on this matter.
Uqhubeke ethi lokho kwenziwe nguMgabe yikwephula isisekelo sombuso esitsha athi sibamba uMgabe ngamandla ukuba aqale abonisane avumelane laye njengenhloko kahulumende phezu kwazo zonke indaba eziphathelene lokhetho.
In terms of the GPA, we signed on 15 September 2008, which has been codified as the 8th schedule of the current constitution of Zimbabwe. The president can only act in consultation with the prime minister in respect to any executive decisions, including the announcement of the election date. Thus, President Mugabe's actions are a unilateral and a flagrant breach of our constitution and the global political agreement. I, as Prime Minister, cannot and will not accept this.
Ukhetho lungaba khona mhla ka 31 Ntulikazi njengalokho kufunwa nguMgabe. UChangirai uthi kuzabangela ukuba behluleke ukuvota abaphakathi kokubhalisa amagama abo ukuthi bathole ilungelo lokuvota okwamanje.
Moreover, Part 3 of the 6th schedule of our constitution makes it clear that there shall be an intense 30-day voter registration exercise. Only on Tuesday, in cabinet, all political parties agreed that it had commenced on 10th June 2013 and would be completed on 9th July 2013. The net effect of the proclamation is therefore to infringe on the constitutional provisions obliging the 30-day intense voter registration exercise. It will also mean that President Mugabe is disenfranchising many people who were registering to vote, for instance, the so-called aliens and first-time voters. President Mugabe is also denying political parties and Zimbabweans the opportunity to inspect the voters' roll. In any event, Section 26A of our Electoral Act, Chapter 2, Subsection 13, makes it clear that voter registration for everyone closes 24 hours before the sitting of the Nomination Court. This means that voter registration will now close on the 27th of June 2013 instead of 9th of July 2013. A clear, flagrant, and fraudulent breach of our constitution.
Uthi udaba lokubetha usuku lokuvota luzahluzisiswa emhlanganweni wenhlanganiso yeSADC okhangelelwe ukwenziwa esigodlweni seMozambique iMaputo ngomgqibelo. UChangirai uthi usuku olubethwe nguMgabe alwenzi ngoba uhulumende engelayo le mali yokuqhuba lolu khetho.
No, the Minister of Finance is here. He can tell you, he has said it over and over again. The government has no money for elections. We have to look for external funding for it.
Kusenjalo, uChangirai usekweze udaba lwakhe edale, ethi lokho kwenziwe nguMgabe kungekho emthethweni.
I have clearly reflected on this matter, and this morning, to defend the Constitution, which I have sworn to do, I instructed my attorneys to file an urgent application to deal with this matter. In addition, I'll be leaving tomorrow for SADC and they will fully brief the regional leaders on the crisis in Zimbabwe.
Icelele MDC ekhokhelwa nguMnumzana Welshman Ncube lithi alijabuliswa ngitsho la kancane ngokwenza kwaMgabe. Unobhala jikelele kuleli bandla unkosikazi Priscilla Misia Irambu Mshonga uthi okwenziwe nguMgabe kuphambana lalokho okuvunyelanwe emhlanganweni wedale labaphathi ntambo ele cabinet owenziwe ngolwesibili kuyona le iviki.
Besingakhangelelanga ukuthi nxa kuyikuthi liyabe lisebenza lonke liyayenza khonokho okwenziwa ngabantu angazathili ngabantu abangamadoda. Besisonke kukhabhinethi savumelana ukuthi into yena le kade siyikhangele i-electoral bill izabuya ephalamende ikhangelwe umuntu wonke ephalamende next week. Besihlangana njalo le facilitation team sivumelana ukuthi yikho lokho okuzakwenzakala. Ukuthi abantu bacile abantu, sicila nithi nangokwethu size sicile labantu bangaphandle.
Unkosikazi Misia Irambu Mshonga uthi ukhangelelwe ukuba nzima umhlangano weSADC lo okhokhela elinye lamacele MDC iMDC 99 umnumzana Job Sikhala uthi akumangalisi ukwenza kwaMgabe ngoba ehlezi ezenzela santando njalo ewahlukuluza amanye amabandla akuhulumende omanyano.
Those people who have been with these people with Zambia in the inclusive government are stupid. They have betrayed the people of Zimbabwe. We have been expecting Watchman Mube, the Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai, to really force Zimbabwe to have political reform. But unfortunately, these people have been in this government. They have never done anything. I totally blame all of them. The three of them are responsible for the current crisis we are facing in the country.
Kuti umkhokheli webandla le Democratic Party umnumzana Uraya Izembe yena uthi ukhetho lalolu hlobo njengalolo oludingwa ngumgabe lulakho kubangela udlakela.
So really what we have is the GPA constitution, and we know that it is Mugabe who has total power in terms of that arrangement. In the GPA we say the 20th amendment. So definitely we are going to have a huge and very serious disagreement in the country. But we are going to have a messed up sort of bogus election which is going to cause another bloodbath.
Umgabe usebenzise amandla akhe ukuba ngumongameli wasayina okuguqulwe yi-cabinet emthethweni obona ngezokhetho owe-electoral act. Okuvunyelenwe liqulo labaphathi intambo laba bekumele kuhluzisiswe kuqala edale lephalamende kanye lele senate umongameli Mgabe engakakusayini. Phambilini kokwaziswa kwelanga lokhetho, umthethwandaba waphezulu we-High Court uke wamisa ukuzwa udaba lukamnumzana Thabengwa Bukayi Benyu ohlala eSouth Africa, yena ofuna ukuba izizalwane zakuleli ezisemazweni zivunyelwe ukuvota kulolu khetho lwalonyaka. Ubukayi Benyu uthi umthetho we-Electoral Act wephula ilungelo labahlala kwamanye amazwe lokuvota njengoba ungabavumeli ukuthumela amavoti abo ngeposo zisemazweni ezihlala kiwo. Ngimela iStudio 7 ngiseHarare ngingumevisi Gama.